103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. One of 3.2 Dublin City FM. It's The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m. Repeated Mondays at 12:30. The Sod Show, proudly sponsored by Greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. What have we got for you on the show today? Well, maybe let's start with what we haven't got for you on the show today, and that is we haven't got Peter Donegan for a change, and we have lots of other things as well. We'll be in the veg patch and looking at borders in Cork with at Limster on Twitter and Audio Boo, aka Bell. We'll be meeting David Corscadden, and he's down the back of the garden with some very interesting recordings. And we'll be pig farming in Tipperary with Katrina Redmond, that's at Wholesome on Twitter. And she'll be talking with Margaret O'Farrell later about blogging and winning awards, the blog that she writes the year in Redwood. But first, Katrina tells us about her trip to Tip and pig farming.
Today I visited Old Farm in County Tipperary. Why Old Farm? Well, the amount of people who are growing their own food is on the increase, and consequently also the amount of people who are interested in keeping their own animals for themselves for eating is also on the increase. And one of the things that we are doing in the Balbriggan allotments is that we will be keeping a number of pigs in syndicate. And to do that, well, we're all first timers. Of course, it's not the first time we've come in contact with pigs before, but keeping pigs for the table is something completely different. So we decided as an allotment association that training was going to be extremely important. So when we took a look at the varieties of different training that there were available, we realised that because we're keeping pigs in a small holding, it was important that we got a very realistic idea of what it's like to keep pigs in a small holding, how much it's going to cost. And one of the things that we are all fairly passionate about is keeping pigs in a free range environment. And it was then that I started thinking about Old Farm. Margaret O'Farrell from Old Farm writes the very popular Year in Redwood blog. She's also a winner of the Lifestyle blog in the Blog Awards Ireland last year. And I've known her for a long time through the Irish Food Bloggers Association. But the Year in Redwood blog is also connected to Old Farm because they keep pigs, free range pigs in Old Farm. They've won a number of awards for their pork, but on top of that, they are going to be the first farm of free range pigs which are certified free range to a certain standard by Onboard BIA. So that was what led us to their training course. It's been a long day. It was quite a long journey down and back. We had a fantastic day for the training. They welcomed us into their home with open arms, gave us an education in rearing free-range pigs from an informed perspective, and we've come home inspired. I recorded a couple of bits and pieces of audio. I spoke to Margaret about their pork, about her blog, and their ethos. It's Katrina for The Sod Show, and I'm here in the beautiful surroundings of Old Farm in Tipperary, not too far from Burr or Nina. And we've come down here on a Sunday in spring, a glorious blue sky day, although it is quite windy and I'm sure you can hear the sound of some birds in the background. But apart from that, the only interruption is a couple of pigs squealing every now and again. And today we've come down with the Allotment Association for first in our instalment of pig training, so that we will be trained to keep free-range pigs on the allotment site in Balbriggan. So Peter, I'm here in the living room of Old Farm with Margaret O'Farrell. She's one half of the Old Farm team, and we're here today for pig training. But I thought that your listeners might find it interesting to hear a little bit about Old Farm from Margaret. So the first thing I want to do is to talk to Margaret about how it happened that you became pig farmers.
Well, it was by accident, really. We had been keeping a couple of pigs for ourselves and my brother in Dublin, and we were raising them on. And then that was fine. Two or three boy pigs. Then Alfie went off and got three girl pigs, put them in the same field with the three boy pigs. And hey presto, we had loads of pigs. And then shortly after that, both of us lost our jobs. And we're sitting looking at the pigs. So we thought, why not try it? So that's basically where Old Farm Pork came from.
One of the fantastic things about Old Farm is you are going to be the first free-range certified pig farmers in Ireland. Is that right?
Well, that's what we're aiming for. Alfie's been working with Bord Bia for the past 2 years on devising, I think they call it a PQAS, some term like that, a quality assured system for free range. And that has been, that the documentation has all been prepared. So now it's down to the free range farmers applying for the Q mark. And we had the first element of our inspection just last week. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. So hopefully, yes, we will have it.
And I know that your pork is in high demand, particularly amongst a number of some top restaurateurs across the country. So would you like to name a few of them for us?
Yeah, I can indeed. Seagrass in Portobello and the Vintage Kitchen, their new restaurant, which is on Poolbeg Street. We supply to them. We also supply to La Mer Zoo on Stephen's Green. And then outside of Dublin, we supply to Hart's Bar and Grill. Barry, the chef there, is a great lover of our pork as well.
So would it be fair to say that the majority of pork reared in Ireland wouldn't be free range?
No, most of the pork that you see in the shops and everywhere, it's factory. The pigs are confined indoors all their lives. They never get the outdoors at all. And we made the decision, while we raise the pigs organically, they're not fed any chemicals or anything like that, and anything they have is free from any contamination, that we couldn't afford to go for the whole organic certification, because that costs, the feed costs would treble. We feed ours with barley, locally grown barley, some waste veg, and whey from an organic dairy farm. So, as I say, they are fed in an organic manner, but to go for the organic certification is very costly. So that's why we've just gone for the free range, and the pigs have a good life outdoors.
If somebody wanted to order the pork, try it out for themselves, how would they go about doing that?
They can contact us directly. The website's oldfarm.ie. Just have a look there. My telephone number is on the website as well. Just give us a call. We can make up a box to suit people, and we deliver straight to people's homes. It's not just restaurants that we supply. We supply directly to the customer.
Super.
103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show, brought to you in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. We'll be back with Katrina Redmond and Margaret O'Farrell in Redwood, in Old Farm in Redwood, County Tipperary, a little later in the show. Pig farming on The Sod Show. It's getting more and more like countrywide every single week. No, it's not. There's plenty of gardening coming up directly after The Sod Show's Song of the Week and the tenuous link to things about The Sod Show and the garden and the ground. Well, it's the Sultans of Ping FC. And give them a ball and a yard of grass. I think my grass has grown a yard in the last week.
Move for the perfect pass. Give him a ball and he had a space. He'll give you move with godly grace. He's a nice old man. He's a nice old man. friend. I might not have no greater love than good 90 minutes for his friend. I might not have no greater love than good 90 minutes for his friend. With a puff like pass. Give the ball and he had a spike. He'll give you a move with your blinker eyes. Sing la 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 la. God man, the game be played up there. He's one of the go-go's in the air. God man, the game be played up there. He's one of the go-go's in the air. God man, the game be played up high. He's one of the go-go's in the sky. God man, the game be played up high. He's one of the go-go's in the sky. Friend. I might not have the brain to love to give 90 minutes for his friend. I might not have the brain to love to give 90 minutes for his friend. I might not have the brain to love to give 90 minutes for his friend.
Cork's finest, Sultans of Ping FC, give him a ball and a yard of grass on the week that Alex Ferguson resigns. And that's all I'm going to say about him. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to Cork next. Yes, we are. But just in one moment. After I tell you how you can get in touch with the Sod Show, we're on the internets and we're at Sod Show on Twitter. And we're also available at sodshow.com, where you can listen back to every show we've ever made from day one, and possibly even before day one when it was the Sodcast. Yes, sodshow.com is where you can get it all and get contact with us if you've got anything for the show. We'd love to hear from you at Sodshow on Twitter, and as I said, you know where to get us on the website, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. Next we go to Cork and we are going to hear from the wonderful Limster, at Limster on Twitter and Audioboo, aka Belle, and we're looking at the Veg Patch and her borders.
Good afternoon. It's been another sunshiny week in Cork, so we've been taking full advantage of the weather and being outside as much as we possibly can. Firstly, in the vegetable patch, we've done some more clearing and lots more weeding. Buying the wheelbarrow last week was one of the best purchases ever. I have no excuses anymore. Also, we went slug hunting and fed them to the birds. And then I built the pea trellis using bamboo canes and chicken wire. So I just got some lengths of chicken wire and then threaded the bamboo canes through them, stuck them into the ground, arched them over ever so slightly, and then kind of stuck them into gaps in the wall just for a bit of extra security. And I planted the peas out yesterday. Now, I probably cheated a little bit and I didn't harden them off as much as I could have or should have. So, and apparently we're due frost this weekend. So I don't know how well they're going to fare out. But I think peas are one of the easiest things really that you can grow. So I'm not really too worried about popping up another 20 odd plants. The seedlings are doing quite well outside. More beetroot, carrots and spinach this week. I think it helps that I have a pane of glass protecting them. It's just up at an angle so they don't really get any of the wind or the excessive rain and the frost. So as well as this week being in the vegetable patch, I was out the front in my flower garden, which is mostly borders, but I'm really trying my best to fill it with colour really this year, like a cottage garden. Sorry, I have a cat and a 2-year-old next to me, so you'll have to excuse that. Basically, the other night I went through one of my pots with lilies in it and I found a load of vine weevil larvae, and I hand-picked them out and fed them to the birds. Now, if it's in one pot, it's quite likely in the other pots with lily bulbs in it. So I'm going to try and get some nematodes from Super Nemos and I'm going to see if that helps. Now, they're a little bit pricey, but I've heard really good things about them. So you know, it'll probably be worth it in the long run. As well as that, I've just popped out some lupins, and I was at the photo plant fair on Sunday and I got some succulents and some other few bits and pieces, some muscari, blue spike, and I threw out some Californian poppy seeds, and we'll see if they take or not. That's the great thing about seeds, I'm quite easy going with them because they either do or they don't. And other than that, just two wheelbarrow loads of weeds came out, and I reclaimed some of my beds from the lawn which had grown into each other. So lots of digging. And other than that, it's just more sunshine, and hopefully we'll get more gardening done. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Belle. You can get more from Belle at Limster on Twitter, Limster. And she's a cat called Tabitha. I have a cat called Tabitha. I bet it's a tabby cat. Listening to her getting her seeds and growing stuff reminds me of something I did once, only once. No, I grew from a little cutting poinsettia. Yes, it was during that period of the sod show where I wasn't on the sod show, and it really grew and grew in a west-facing window with lots of daylight and, believe it or not, in Ireland, some sunshine. And it grew and it grew and it grew because I was looking after it, and then I started working off-site and it stopped growing, and it's been rehabilitated somewhere else in the house now. So that's what happened to my poinsettia. You have to keep looking after these things was the lesson I learned from that. From Cork, we go to Kildare, and we're going to the back garden with David Corscadden.
Hey everyone, this is David. I'm currently down at the very end of my garden in the glorious sunshine, listening to the birds chirp around me in the trees. I don't know if you can hear, but they're definitely happy about the good weather we have at the moment. I'm kind of really down the end of the garden, kind of inspecting all the work I've been doing over the past couple of weeks, because I've finally upgraded from growing veg in containers to growing veg in lovely raised beds. I must say I'm very proud of this area down here because I've done all the work myself. I put the sleepers in a few weeks ago, and then just this week I put the topsoil in. So it's pretty much ready to go. Like, don't get me wrong, it's still a bit rough around the edges, just like myself, I suppose. There's a bit of rubble around, a pile of sod in the corner that should really be moved. A few weeds in the flower beds around there I really want to tackle, so I don't have a big problem with weeds in the next couple of weeks. But aside from that, it's pretty much ready to plant up. And first thing I did this morning was put in my lovely salad blue potatoes. I know right this second the lovely Belle down in Cork is running to her window to check and see if I've gone and stolen her lovely blue potatoes that I was very enviously talking to her about over the past couple of weeks on Twitter. But no, I was good. I went off and bought my own. So they went into the ground today. And I also have some up at the back door, which I'm going to grow in a big black bag. Just, I've heard some good things about growing potatoes in bags, so I said I'd give it a go this year, see how it goes. Besides from that, I'm going to spend the day tidying up the garden, as I said, and probably going to go off to the garden centre later today and pick up some seeds so I can finish off the veg patch and actually get some things growing in it. I think this year though I'm going to keep it nice and simple, just stick to some salad crops and some peas and beans maybe, and then next year I'll expand and be a bit more adventurous once I know what the soil's like. I kind of just want to get my hands dirty this year after the stress of my thesis. That's pretty much it, guys, I think, and I'll go off and actually do some solid grafting now. So until next time.
Thanks, David. David's at David Corscadden on Twitter, head gardener, writer, and all-round awesome person is his bio, and he writes a blog, beyondthewildgarden.wordpress.com. And he also looks after social media things here at The Sod Show. So thanks, David, and look forward to hearing lots more from you next week. We've a bunch of recordings to decipher and go through and broadcast next week on The Sod Show. We're going back to Tipperary, and Katrina Redmond has been talking with Margaret O'Farrell Redwood on the old farm. And we were talking pig farming, but we're going to talk about some foodie stuff and winning awards for the blogs and the great food that they have there.
So speaking of award-winning All-Ireland wonderful podcasts, Mr. Sod Show lads, I am also in the presence of greatness because Margaret writes the very, very popular Year in Redwood blog, which was also a winner at the Blog Awards Ireland last year. So maybe Margaret, you tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I have to say, I still get a bit shocked when I think that I won the Lifestyle Blog of the Year because I was so not expecting it. No idea who nominated me. Thank you to all the people who voted for my blog. I mean, I was blown away by it. But last year was a great year for us on the awards with that Lifestyle Blog. And then we got the Bridgestone Award and the Georgina Campbell Award as well for the pork. So it was a good year last year. So mountains to climb this year now to try and repeat that.
And how long have you been blogging for?
Actually, at the awards last year, the date of the awards was the third anniversary of my blog. So it was a lovely way to celebrate the third birthday.
And it's, you don't just blog about life here on the farm. You're a food blogger as well. Would that be fair to say?
Well, I put up recipes and things like that. But sometimes I have rants as well on there and just write about different things that come into my mind and start getting me going.
And the Georgina Campbell and the other award, the Good Food...
The Bridgestone
Award. So both of those were for your pork.
Yeah. Again, obviously I knew that John and Sally McKenna had ordered some of our pork and we had delivered it to them. I wasn't aware that Georgina Campbell had some of our pork, but I've met her since, and yes, she had some. It was a member of her staff, I think, that had ordered it from us, so we hadn't been aware. And they both loved our pork and gave us the awards, which was really nice.
So the breeds that you have here in Old Farm are very different to what you would normally find in a regular pig farm.
They are. We have Saddleback, which are the black and white ones that you've seen outside. Then Perky, who you've also met. She's a Hampshire, actually. She has sticky up ears rather than the floppy ears of the Saddlebacks. And then Pinky is a Landrace. And then Jemima, yes, they all have weird names. Jemima is Gloucester Old Spot. And then we have six other Gloucester Old Spot boars as well.
But you don't name all your pigs?
No, just the ones we keep. We name the sows for obvious reasons so that we can identify them among ourselves. And then we've named the boar. The boar is Polonius, a majestic name for a pig.
That's a fantastic name for a pig. Now, it's not just pigs you keep here, because I've been here for the day and you've got chickens running around outside.
Yeah, we've chickens, and we try to grow our own veg as well. Well, we do, not always successfully, but we do grow all our own veg. And we have kept goats in the past. I don't think I'd go with goats again. They get into too much trouble. And we did have ducks as well, and I want to get more ducks because I love the duck eggs. They're brilliant for baking, and the meat is lovely as well. And we're down to our last one in the freezer.
And what about your honesty table? Because I noticed that as we came in up the driveway.
It's working really well. I just have eggs in it at the moment. Saturday night after Mass is a great sales time for me. And I only started it this year, but the hens are paying their way. And in fact, I keep telling the dogs the hens are paying for their dinner every night as well.
That, my friends, is the sound of, in the background, of, let me see, how many? One, two, three,
4, 5, 6 small bonhams and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 medium size, snuffling and snorting and rooting in the ground and looking for feed and having a drink and generally enjoying being out in the sun here. And they are very, very, very happy pigs indeed.
And from Tipperary, we're back in the studio in Dublin. We've been all over the place today. Tipperary, Cork, Kildare, and a little bit coming here from the studios of Dublin City FM. This has been The Sod Show, brought to you in association with our sponsor, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. The show is produced by Peter Donegan. Sound engineer and continuity by me, Brian Green, and thanks to Katrina Redmond, is at WholesomeIE on Twitter. I just said at Wholesome earlier, it's at WholesomeIE, to at Limster, which is the wonderful Bell, and at David Corscadden for their input into today's programme. Also to our interviewee, Margaret O'Farrell, and the wonderful people at Old Farm, Redwood, County Tipperary. We're back next Friday at 3 p.m. repeated on Mondays at 12:30. We'll talk to you all soon. Take care. Bye bye.